Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud Beis. We're on the top line of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara begins, Ozel Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yisai, we're in the middle of a sugya, so to be able to understand the Gemara properly, we really have to do a quick chazara about what we learned at the end of yesterday's blot. So let's first take a quick look at the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, where the Mishnah told us that we had a machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, as to how long you can continue eating chometz on Erev Pesach. According to Reb Meir, you're allowed to eat kol chomesh, the first 5 hours of the day. In other words, if the day starts at 6, you can eat until 11 o'clock. And then you do the Sreifas Chometz shortly after 11. Min HaToyra, you can go and eat, and you can go and burn it until 12 o'clock. However, Reb Meir says, give the guy a little bit of a harchaka, make sure he doesn't go till the final moment, because after all, he can make a mistake and go over the Zman. So you can eat until 11, and burn it shortly thereafter, in B'Tchila Sheish, meaning at 11.01, 11.05, etc. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we even do a greater harchaka. And therefore, oichlin kol arba, you can only eat for 4 hours, which means basically until 10 o'clock. V'toilin kol chomesh, and now from 10 until 11, you're tola. Tola means you leave it in suspense. You don't go and eat, but you don't have to burn the chometz yet. V'sarvin b'tchila sheish, instead you're going to go and burn the chometz at the beginning of the 6th hour, which means again at 11.01, 11.02. So the whole machloek between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is, how long can you continue eating the chometz midrabanan, where Rav Meir says you can eat it until 11, Rav Yehuda says you can eat it only until 10. Now we skip down to the Gemara. And the Gemara yesterday told us that there is a parallel machloekis about timing when it comes to Chas V'Sholem, a murder case, and we have two Edom. So if you take a quick look at the Mishnah, right where we started the Gemara yesterday, Tnan Hossam, in other words, right after the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Tnan Hossam, Echad Oyim B'Shnayim B'Chodesh V'Echad Oyim B'Shloisha. We have two Edom that say that Reuven killed Shimon. And now it's the duty of the Bezin to go and interrogate them and ask them a whole bunch of questions. So one of the questions is, what day of the month did this take place? And the first one says it took place on the second of the month, Beis Kislev. The other one says it was Gimel Kislev. So then the Mishnah says, Eidusim Kayamas, Shezei Yodei B'Burah Shel Chodesh, Zeni Yodei B'Burah Shel Chodesh, even though they are in conflict with one another, and therefore we should say that this Eidus is no good, but really and truly they are consistent. The one that said the second day and the one that said the third day, they really meant the same day. However, one knew that the previous month ended on the 29th day. The other one knew that the previous month ended on the 30th day, and that's why they're off by one day. Were it 2 days Rosh Chodesh or 1 day Rosh Chodesh? They didn't know. But really, it was just a mistake. They're saying the same thing. Okay, more to the point vis-a-vis us. Going now to the last narrow line. Echad oyim b'shtei sho'os, onto the first wide line. Now we're talking about not days of the month, but hours of the day. Echad oyim b'shtei sho'os v'echad oyim b'sholei sho'os. One says it took place in the second hour. The other one says it took place in the third hour, which means starting the day at 6 o'clock. One says partially it took place at 8. The other one says it took place at 9 o'clock. Eidus and Kayamis. That's close enough to say that the Eidus is okay. We'll see why in a moment. Echad Oyim B'Sholish V'Echad Oyim B'Chomish. If one says it took place at 9 o'clock, and the other person says it took place at 11 o'clock. 2 hours difference. Ah, that cannot be. Eidusan betela divrei Reb Meir. So the mayor allows for a 1 hour discrepancy, but he does not allow for a 2 hour discrepancy. We'll see why in a moment. Reb Yehuda Omer, no, even the case of 3 and 5, Eidusan kayemes. 3 to 5, wow, 2 hour discrepancy. Still, it's a good Eidus. However, Echad Oyim B'Chomish V'Echad Oyim B'Sheva, if one says it took place at 11 o'clock, 5, remember we start the day at 6, You add 5 hours, 11 o'clock. The other one says it took place at Sheva at 1 o'clock. They do some potato, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because it's so obvious. Remember, today we all have wristwatches. In the good old days, they didn't. How were they able to tell the time? Sun. They looked up to the sky, to the sun. Exactly right. And therefore, Shebe Chomesh at 5, meaning at 11 o'clock, Chama b'mizrach, the sun was still on the eastern side of the horizon. Ubesheva, by 1 o'clock, it was already on the other side, Chama b'marav. So if one aide says, I saw it at 5 hours, and the other one says at 7 hours, that's clearly in conflict, even according to Yehuda. Sure, that's the Mishnah. And then we said, Omer Abaye, Kishatim Tzoloima, Abaye is now examining and explaining why Reb Meir holds that you can have a discrepancy of 1 hour, and why Reb Yehuda says you can have a discrepancy of 2 hours. And we're going to have two versions of Abaye. So the first version is Omer Abaye. Kishatim Tzoloim Ledibar Reb Meir, Ein Odom Toyev Uloi Klum. If you analyze Reb Meir, you'll see, as we'll see momentarily, that Reb Meir holds that people are quite exacting when they talk about hours, and typically they do not make mistakes. And nevertheless, we're going to say that the 2 and the 3 hours are consistent, and there is no discrepancy. We'll see how. The Divrei Yehuda, Adam Toye Chatzisha, a person does make a mistake, but only up to half an hour. A person doesn't make huge mistakes. Okay, so now let's explain. The Divrei Meir, Ein Adam Toye Vleiklum, a person doesn't make any mistakes. Maisa Kihava, you know when Chas Shalom this murder took place, when Reuven shot and killed Shimon Rachman Litzlan. You know when this took place? At the moment that the 2 hours were ending and the 3 hours were about to begin. Okay, so now let's think. When do 2 hours end? The first hour of the day, if we start at 6, then the first hour ends at 7 o'clock. The second hour of the day ends at 8 o'clock. Okay, so now 8 o'clock just ended. In other words, the second hour just ended, and the third hour is just about to begin at 8 o'clock. It gets a little confusing because when we say 3 hours, people typically immediately jump to, 3 hours, I mean, it's 9 o'clock. But the beginning of the third hour starts at 8:01, or more precisely, 8:00 and 1 second, or 2 seconds. So what's happening over here is Chas v'Shalom, the murder took place, Rachman Litzlan, at 8 o'clock. And therefore the person who said that it took place, what he meant to say is when the 2 hours ended. When the second fellow said that it happened b'shalishoyz, he meant when the third hour began, which was again 8 o'clock. V'hotikam ishtayim b'soyv shtayim. And therefore, there was no mistake, no discrepancy. They expressed themselves differently. He says 2, he says 3, but they mean the exact same moment of time on the clock. Simple. The Divrei Yehuda, Adam Toya Chatzisha, a person can make a mistake up to a half an hour. And therefore, Maisa Kihava, the Palga, the Arba Hava. This story took place at half hour into the fourth hour. That means after 3.5 hours. Gesundheit. V'haydikome, you up. V'haydikome sholish b'soif sholish. Again, b'palga di arba means 3.5 hours after 6 o'clock, or 9:30 in the morning. Therefore, v'haydikome sholish, the person who said 3 hours b'soif sholish, he meant at the end of 3 hours, meaning 9 o'clock. Now, what's the difference between 9 o'clock and 9:30? How much?
Half hour.
Exactly like the Dio says, the Dio is Macham to the Gemara, or he's chasving over the Gemara of yesterday, that he made a mistake of a half an hour. He said 9. It really took place 9:30. Okay, come on. You know, I didn't have my wristwatch, so it's not so precise. 9:30.
There was a cloud in the sky, and I didn't see the sun clear.
We're going to talk about the clouds later on. In the meantime, everything is crystal clear. But the point is that he said 3 hours. It was really after 3.5 hours. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no. After all, people are only human. Basar b'dam. They're only human. They're not angelic. Some people act angelically, but the ma'aseh were only basar b'dam, and so therefore is a half an hour difference. V'haydik amar chamish, the one that said 5 hours. What he meant is b'tchilas chamish, at the very, very outset of the fifth hour. Now, when's the outset of the fifth hour? It's at 5 hours would end at 11. So it starts at
11:01.
No.
Right.
That's the end. That's the beginning already of the 6th hour. The end of the 5th hour is at 11 o'clock. Right. So the beginning of the 5th hour is at 10:01 or 10 o'clock. And this happened at 9:30. So therefore, his half hour was in the other direction. The guy that said it, remember, it happened at 3.5 hours, which means at 9:30. One person said 3 o'clock, which means 9 o'clock. 3 hours, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock to 9:30 is a half an hour. The other person said 5 hours. He meant the beginning of the 5 hours, which means 10:01, 10 o'clock. And this happened at 9:30, so he made a mistake of a half an hour. Good. That's the first version of Abaye. Ikari Amid is another version of Abaye. Similar, but different. According to Meir, a person makes a mistake of a little bit. A minute or two, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. A small amount. However, according to Behuda, Adam Toya Sha'a Umashu, a full hour and a little bit. And the Gemara goes through it again. The Divrei Meir, Adam Toya Mashu, Maisa Ki Hava, Oy Besoif Shtayim Hava, Oy Betchilish Sholosh. V'chad Minayu Toya Mashu. Again, one person said it took place at the end, not at the end. One person said it took place B'shtei Shoyis, 2 hours. The other person said it took place 3 hours. Okay, so now when did it really take place? It really took place or Soif Shtayim. What would be Soif Shtayim? Again, we're starting from 6 o'clock in the morning. So it happened
8:59.
Not 8:59. That would be the end of the third hour. The end of the second hour is 7:59. Because once you hit 8 hours, I have a complete 2 hours. So this took place B'Soif Shtayim at 7:59, oy betchilas shalish, or it started. It happened at 8:01, right? Betchilas shalish is just 2 minutes later. The end of the second hour is at 8. The beginning of the third hour is at 8:01, because now we're into the third hour. Third hour will end at the time of 9 o'clock, right? So therefore, it really happened basically the same. Either it took place at 7:59. Or it took place at 8:01. So one of them is off by 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. It didn't take place at 8:01, it took place at 8:05. So when the first person said it took place at 2 hours, he meant 2 hours plus 2 more minutes, 5 more minutes.
Is someone able to have such a distinction when looking at the sun as to what minute they're holding by?
Reb Daniel, you're asking an excellent question. So please hold your question for a moment, for a minute, for a moment or two, because for Trey B'mashu, might be 3 moments, but Mietchen will try to address it shortly. Le Divrei Reb Yehuda, Odom Toya Shou Mashu. Person, we're only human, he can make a mistake an hour and a little bit, and therefore, remember, Reb Yehuda says even 3 and 5, the Eidus is Kayemes. Zok Reb Yehuda, I'll explain to you again. Abaye in the second version is explaining the second interpretation of Reb Yehuda, that a person can make a mistake, a show mashu. And therefore, one said 3 and the other said 5. Maisa ki hava, when did it actually occur? Oy besoif shalosh, oy betchilas chomesh. Either it happened at end of the third hour, which would be 9 o'clock, oy betchilas chomesh, or the beginning of the fifth hour, which would be 10 o'clock. In other words, 10:01, right after the beginning of the fifth hour. And therefore one of them is making a mistake of an hour and a bisla. Meaning, remember, one said 3 and the other said 5. So if he said 3, we're assuming that he said 3 l'moshul at the beginning of the third hour, and the actual maisa took place b'soif shalish, at the end of the third hour. So what's the difference between the beginning of the third hour and the end of the third hour? Difference of and exactly an hour, could tell you sure. Well, let's go the other way around. It happened b'soif sholish, and the other fellow, the one that said 5 hours, he said 5 hours. He meant to say tchilas chomish, right? When he said 5 hours, he didn't mean deep into the 5 hours, the beginning of the fifth hour. So the beginning of the fifth hour is at 10:01. This took place b'soif sholish. Soif sholish means at the end of the third hour, means at 9 o'clock. What's the difference between 9 and 10:01?
An hour and a minute.
Oh, that's the Chad Minayu Katoy Shoh Mashu Mamshim Chavad Sigmar. An hour, Mita Mashu, Mita Abisla. Let's go to the next case. B'tchilas Chomesh. B'tchilas Chomesh, it really took place at the beginning of the fifth hour, which means at 10:01. The first person said it took place in Sholei Shois, which we're assuming means at the end of the third hour. The end of the third hour is at
9 o'clock.
It really happened at 10:01. He's therefore off by
an hour and a minute.
So bottom line is, according to the second version of Abaya, according to the Meir, the chilik is, person makes a mistake of a couple of minutes, 2 minutes, 5 minutes. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, person makes a mistake up to an hour and a bissel. And therefore, even though the Eidah seems to be a major discrepancy, he's saying 3 hours, he's saying 5 hours, really it's not such a major difference. It's only really a difference of an hour and a minute, an hour and 2 minutes. That's the second shot. Says now, remember, Bediniel asked a moment ago, or it's already several moments ago, he said, are people really that precise after all without wristwatches? You look up to the stars, look up to the sky. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yehuda, omel ishmaitze kam mei derava. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yehuda repeated this Kanta Shtikl Torah, which we've been going over now for the last 15 minutes. He repeated all in front of Rava. And Rava was not fascinated by this. Omar and Rava said, Umailu daikinon bahani sahadi. What would happen if we would go to the next step? Meaning, after the first aide said 3 hours, and after the second aide said 5 hours, according to Tribuda, or according to Remeir, one said 2 hours, one said 3 hours. What happens if we would ask them, could you please be more precise? When you say 3 hours, do you mean the beginning of the third hour? Or do you mean the end of the third hour? Sir, when you say 5 hours, do you mean the beginning of the fifth hour? Maybe the middle of the fifth hour? Do you mean the end of the fifth hour? So what would happen? If we would be medactic, which means that we would go and follow up with the next level of questions, the Haidik Omer Sholish, and we would find out that when he said three, he didn't mean, like the Gemara said, Sof Sholish, he really meant Betchila Sholish at the very beginning, which would mean at 8:01. Right? Because the second hour ends at 8, third hour begins at 8:01. So therefore, 8:01. Behaidik Omer Chomish, the one that says 5 hours, he might have meant Besoif Chomish. Soif Chomish would mean at 11 o'clock. So we're talking about a difference of 3 hours. Tavi Eidus Mokheshes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that a person only makes a mistake of an hour and a mashu, according to the second version of Abaya, this is not a difference of an hour and a mashu, this is a difference of 3 hours. Can you imagine? And therefore, if we would ask that question, v'loy katlinan, we wouldn't chas v'shalom go and kill the accused murderer, because we would see that there's a major discrepancy in the testimony. One is saying 8 o'clock, and the other is saying 11 o'clock, and never the twain shall meet. Says Rava, how then can we just go and make the assumption, the bold assumption, that when the first one said 3 hours, he didn't mean the beginning of the third hour, he meant the end of the third hour. When the second one said 5 hours, he didn't mean at the end of the fifth hour, he meant at the beginning. And therefore the whole difference is 1 hour. No, come on, people are only human. 1 hour. It might be a 3 hour difference.
And you're
going
to death.
Exactly. Based on a doubtful speculation as to how we might be able to go and minimize and decrease the discrepancy. Based on that, we're going to chas v'shalom go and kill the accused. Mitzat Sofik. V'rachmona Omar, we know that the Torah has a battle cry. V'shoftu o'eda, v'tzilu o'eda. When the Eda, meaning the Bezen HaGadol, it has to unfortunately be done, cases of potential murder, Rachmona Litzlan. So, one of their major mottos, if you look on the top of the bench, you'll see it says, V'shoftu o'eda, v'tzilu o'eda. We gotta do the best in God we believe. Yeah, that's true. But besides that, v'tzilu o'eda, we have to go and be matzil any accused, chas v'shalom, that we shouldn't go and kill an innocent individual. So therefore, says Rava, the pshat of Abaya just doesn't make it. I just cannot fathom what Abaya is saying. That Abaya is saying, we're going to go and synthesize the two witnesses and say, we're going to go and decrease that major potential discrepancy. Ah, come on, it's only a difference of an hour. Ah, people didn't have wristwatches. You look up to the heavens, it might be a little cloudy, says Daniel. So therefore, that's not the pshat. If we're going and putting the two together, we must say that people make mistakes of greater amounts. as the Gemara will explain. El Amara. Brand new pshat. L'divere Meir, Odom to yishtei shoyis choser mashu. According to the Meir, the average human is culpable of making mistakes in timing of 2 hours, minus a little bit. L'divere Yehuda, Odom to yishtei shoyis choser mashu. 3 hours, minus a little bit. What's the cheshvin? And we start again. L'divere Meir, Odom to yishtei shoyis choser mashu. A person can make a mistake of 2 hours minus a little bit. When did it actually take place? Now remember, according to the Meir, one said 2 hours, one said 3 hours. So, oy betchilish time either took place at the beginning of the 2 hours, oy besoif shalosh, or at the end of the 3rd hour. Okay, v'chal minay kotoy beishoyis, choser mashu. So let's think about this. Tchilish time means we're starting to get, 1 second, slowly, you're jumping too quick. Oh, 1 second, don't be nervous. We're starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. The first hour begins at 6:01. When does the first hour end?
6:09.
7 o'clock. Good. When does the second hour begin?
7:01.
You're masking?
Yes.
Voice, everybody's masking? It's unanimous. 7:01. That's Tchilish time. The other one said Shalosh, and that might have been the end of the 3rd hour. When does the end of the 3rd hour end? When does the 3rd hour end? At 9 o'clock. What's the difference between 7:01 and 9 o'clock?
An hour and 59 minutes.
Or 2 hours minus a little bit. He made a mistake of 2 hours minus a little bit. Yo, Mr. Frieden, mask him. It works the same way for Kert also, that the actual Maisa didn't take place at 7:01, it really took place Besoif Sholish at 9 o'clock. So one of them that said 3 hours, he's right on the money, and the other guy that said it was 7:01, he was off by almost 2 hours, but it may have said that's human nature, people make mistakes of up to, not including, 2 hours minus a little bit. Remember, contribute even 3 and 5, and therefore we start again. When did the actual murder take place? So we're going to go to the maximums in both directions. Or at the beginning of the 3rd hour. Or or at the end of the 5th hour. So now when did the 3rd hour begin?
9 o'clock.
No, eight.
If the 1st hour ended at?
The first hour, seven.
Seven. Second hour ends at?
Eight.
When did the 3rd hour begin? At 8:01. 8:01. Beautiful. So that when the first one said 3 hours, 8:01. That's the maximum possible discrepancy. It meant 8:01. The second person that said 5 hours, we're going to do the maximum in the other direction, all the way at the end of the 5th hour. The end of the 5th hour is at? 11 o'clock?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. So what's the difference between 8:01 and 11 o'clock? Three hours minus a mashu. Oh, so therefore the discrepancy is because people are toa 3 hours minus a little bit. So bottom line is, we're not changing the gears in the Mishnah. All we're doing is we're trying to understand how much of a discrepancy can we allow and still find the murderer guilty. Normally, of course, if one would say that the murder took place in the year Tov Shin Pei Aleph, that's our year today, and the other one said it took place in Tov Shin Ayin Hei, 6 years ago, come on, get out of here, come on, you're just joking, you're just hucking a cup, can be a difference of 6 hours. Now the question is, when it comes six years, that is, how now here you have a difference of potentially 3 hours, so to be, it's not that there is a machlokis, a conflict in the testimony, it's just that unfortunately people are human and people make mistakes and people don't have wristwatches and people don't know. Here, Robert, over here. Robert, why don't you sit over here? It'll be a big covet for us. Okay. Good. Anyway, so that's the pshat according to Rava, the machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, do people make mistakes of 2 hours minus a little bit, or according to Reb Yehuda, 3 hours minus a little bit.
So they're trying to create an allowance.
An allowance, exactly right. So, yes, Ben.
The theme of Tzila Eda, why elaborate, make a larger time, and make a small time, instead of 3 hours, hour and a half?
I agree with you, but we have to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tanan Hossam, one aide said that it's 2 hours. The other one said 3 hours, Edusan Kayemes. How could it be? So Abaye said the reason why it could be is because in fact there might be only a difference of 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So therefore, that's understandable. Rava said, how do you know? Maybe in fact there's a major difference of 2 hours. Yet the Mishnah says a dusun kayemis is the chasimin that the chacham have an allowance when it comes to time not to find discrepancy. After all, people didn't have wristwatches, so therefore we assume that although one said two, one said three, they're within that. What is the
frame of time,
a window of error, margin of error.
That's the result in not being mislaid.
Even the Grace Heilig Gallup polls and all that, they also always say that we have a measure of margin of error of up to 20% in either direction. So then you have nothing to worry about. Whether he wins the other one, it's only 20%.
Right? 20%.
Yeah. Exactly. So here too you have a margin of error, and that's an allowable jurisdictional rule that a margin of error of up to 2 hours, 3 hours is sufficient. Good.
Are there any other areas where they're...
You're going to talk about it. Don't be nervous. I mean, Hashem, yeah, we're going to get to it. Break the Gemara tonight. How you boit can oisei b'sheva chakirois. As we'll see in the Gemara in another moment, in Masechta Sanhedrin, it tells that when the Edom come in front of Bezin, especially by dinei nefashois, as opposed to dinei mamonis, there is a minimum of 7 chakirois, and then there is unlimited number of bedikos. The difference between chakiros and bedikos are chakiros, you have to know the answer to these chakiros. The bedikos, if you don't know the answer, okay, we go on to the next question.
Bedikos is not going into the apartment and looking around to find
no.
Weapons.
And it's not referring to bedikos comments all tonight. We are going to get to it. Don't be nervous, Mirchishem. Okay, so what are the 7 chakiros? The 7 chakiros, the point is we want to know exactly when did this take place. So first of all, Be'ezer Shavua. Now Shavua doesn't mean which week. It means which year in the...
Yovel cycle.
How many Shmitas are there to a Yovel?
Seven.
So which Shmitah was it? Was it the first Shmitah, the second Shmitah, the third Shmitah? 7 Shmitas altogether. And now that we've said, okay, it's the third Shmitah in the Yovel cycle. Now we want to know Be'ezer Shana. Which year in the Shmitah cycle? Right? That's what you were saying. Good. Now that we know which Shavuot, and we know which Shana, now we go on Be'ezer Chodesh. Which month of the year? Was it Kislev? Was it Tevis? Was it Shvat? Become B'Chodesh. Now we want to know which day of the month. Was it the second day, the third day, the fourth day? Be'ezer Yoim. Which day of the week? Was it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Be'ezer Shoh. Which hour of the day? Which what we've been discussing for the last half hour. Be'ezer Mokim. Where did this take place? That the reason why these 7 chakiras are so vital, number one, because we have to establish that these 2 Edom are telling the truth, and if one says it took place on Tuesday, the other says it took place on Friday, then you know there's a problem. If one says it took place in January, the other says it took place in November, then you know that these 2 Edom are not consistent. So that's why you have to ask all of these questions. And as we'll see in another moment in the Gemara, there's another key reason, because all Edis has to be Edis she'at yochel lahazima. Ati Yochel Azima means that 2 Edom could come and destroy the veracity of the first pair of Edom by saying, Imanu Hayisim. How are you telling me, Be'ezer Mokan, that in Manhattan, on corner 91st Street, that you saw the following thing that took place at 8:01 in the morning on the 20th day of Kislev in the year Tovshin Pei Aleph, which is in the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, which was the third Shemitah of the Yovel cycle, etc., etc. How could you say that? Imanu Hayisam, 2 other Edom come and say, you were in Manhattan at that time, you were together with us in Chicago at the time. And if you're in Chicago, you can't be in Manhattan. What time was that? It was at 8:01 in the morning, 11:01, at 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever the difference in time is, in terms of 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it is. California is 3, Chicago might be 2. But again, was it the same month, the same year, and the same Shemitah, and the same day of the week? So if they say, yes, we were together with you guys in Philadelphia, we remember it was the middle of the Daf Yomi in Philadelphia, you weren't over there in Manhattan. So then you could be Mazim, the first peer of Edom, and therefore their Edis falls away. Utanan, and we learned again in Masechtis, here it says Tanya, it's a mistake. Utanan, we learned in Masechtis Sanhedrin, Ma ben Chakiris la Bedikas, what's the difference between a Chakira and Bedika? Chakiris Omer Echa Mehen, Eini Yodea, I do some Betela. If by the Chakira we ask him, tell me which day of the week it was, I have no idea. I don't remember. Or where did this take place? I can't remember whether it was Manhattan, the Bronx, or Brooklyn. I'm not sure. Any one of these things, if he doesn't know, goodbye, Charlie. We can't establish any presentable testimony or record because, after all, this is such a key part.
Inconsistencies.
It's not an inconsistency. The person is in the idea. I don't know. Ich weiß nicht. Where did this murder take place? Did it take place on 91st Street or did it take place on 150th Street? I really can't recall. Did it take place on Monday? Did it take place on Friday? I really don't know. Did it take place in 2020 or did it take place in 2015? You know, now that you ask the question, I have to think about it. I mean, that's the key to the testimony. So if he says he doesn't know, go home, mister, and go back to sleep. That's by Chakiris. Bedikois. Now, what are Bedikois exactly? Our Gemara doesn't go into it at all. Rashi gives us a couple of examples. One of the examples Rashi says is, what was he wearing? Was he wearing a black shirt that day, or was he wearing a white shirt that day? And if the person says, it's a good question, I don't remember. That's already not so key, because people, Chas v'Shalom, if there's a murder, you don't automatically focus on, was he wearing a black shirt or white shirt? In all likelihood, it was probably a black shirt type of guy. But the point is, that's what during the war, the black shirts. Okay, nishkaf a minute. But getting back to our point, the point is that is not crucial to what took place, whether it was a black shirt or white shirt. And therefore, if he says, any idea, then the Idusan is still Kayamas. A Philish name, if we ask them, was he wearing black pants or green pants or blue pants or yellow pants? Was he wearing a hat? Was he wearing a yarmulke? Was he wearing gunisht? Things are not that crucial. And when we were learning this Mishnah with Sechtas and Hedrin, we asked, Maishna Chakiris or Maishna Bedikos? What's the difference between Chakiris and Bedikos? In other words, we know what the difference is in terms of description. What's the halachic ramifications? Vamrina Chakiris, Omer Echad Mehen, Eni Yodei, Adusim Batebi. You know why? To have the Eidish Yati Yochel Azima. There's no way that two Edom can come and say that you were together with us in Philadelphia or in Chicago that morning if the person doesn't remember which morning it was or where it took place. Because maybe he's saying that the murder took place in Chicago or in Philadelphia and not in New York. So to be able to pinpoint for purposes of Hazama, we have to have a clear-cut response to the Chakirois. By the Bedikois, Edishati Yochel Azima, but Bedikos, it makes no difference whether it was a black shirt or white shirt. That is absolutely no consequence, and therefore it doesn't affect the edus that they want to be mazim, that they say you were in Chicago or you were in Philadelphia, you weren't in New York. Okay, whether if I do remember that it was a black shirt, white shirt, that really is irrelevant. Okay, so that's the end of that discussion. So now the Gemara begins with its kasha. V'yamris toy inish kuli hai. If you're going to tell me that people make mistakes, according to Rava, up to 3 hours, chakirois de'ezeshoa nami edeshiyat yochel azimehi. What's going to happen is that one of the 7 chakirois, which is the shoa one, right? When did this take place? You'll never be able to mazim, because if the person is going to go and say, you weren't in Manhattan at 9 o'clock in the morning. You were with us in Brooklyn at 9 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, big deal. The 9 o'clock maybe is really 12 o'clock. Or the 9 o'clock might be 6 o'clock, because a person makes a mistake of up to 3 hours. And from New York, from Manhattan to Brooklyn, you can get there, well, depending on traffic. But
and depending where you are in Brooklyn.
Exactly. But it's not going to take 3 hours. It'll take 1.5 hours, 2 hours, whatever it happens to take. So the point is, you'll never be able to mazim a person if he says that the murder took place at 9 o'clock. And he says, well, it took place in Manhattan. But you were together with us in Brooklyn at 9 o'clock. It's true. You were talking 9 o'clock in Brooklyn, and the murder really took place in 7 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock. And the reason why it's Eidashiyat the Yochel Azima, because you're giving this large margin of error. The Ami Mitikotaina. Period. The Ami Mitikotaina. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. How will you ever be able to mazim Edim when it comes to Shoah, since there's such a large margin of error? Anthony Mark.
I mean, regardless, you can say.
Yes, please.
Okay, so even if it's a 2 or 3 hour window, but if he said it was at 11, and really it was at 4 o'clock, you can't be mazim.
Oh, that's 11 to 4. Well, what happens
so it's not Yechol HaZimah. Yechol HaZimah is a situation where you can't be mazim because you can say he got out of it. But I guess
no, you're saying very good. What you're saying is excellent. What the Gemara is asking is that each one of these chakiras, based on that, we should be able to clearly say once and for all, is there hazama, yes or no? And the Gemara is saying is, no, when it comes to hours, it's very possible we will not be able to masim him, because whatever time you're going to go and say, murder took place at 9 o'clock, 2 or 8, we say, oh, we solemnly swear on a stack of Bibles, art scroll Bibles, that it took place at 9 o'clock, he was together with us in Brooklyn. Sorry?
He was with us at 9 o'clock.
Exactly. And he says he was in Manhattan at 9 o'clock, and they said he was with us in Brooklyn at 9 o'clock. Oh, hazama! In other words, obviously they're telling a lie. No, it's not obvious at all. Maybe when he said 9 o'clock, he really meant 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, because the person makes a mistake.
But after that time frame, though, you can't be Muslim.
I'm sorry, once again?
But if he said 9...
And they said 4...
Second he said 9, you were with us at 4 o'clock in the morning, so obviously that's hazama.
You lied. Remember, hazama means that we undermine the first pair of Eden by saying imanu hayisim at that hour, at that time. So the first two Eden said 9 o'clock. What did the other two Eden say? They have to say that you were together with us at 9 o'clock.
So we have a 2-hour window. So it's not sure. I really meant 11. I really meant 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Who's making that hazam?
Exactly. That's the Gemara's kasha.
But if he says 9 o'clock, right?
Yes.
And they say, in other words, they point out that it's more than 2 hours.
Oh, that's the Gemara's answer. And for the Gemara, Yavinu Lahu Kulu to Asayu. What does that mean? That later Meir, Yavinu Lahu Metchila Shor Rishoyna Atsoif Chomesh. What the Gemara is saying is, let's just, in the Kitzer, answer the question, and then we're going to go and answer. The two Edom that say that the Imanu Hayisem in Brooklyn, they don't say you were with us at 9 o'clock. They just say that you were with us from 6 o'clock in the morning till 12 o'clock.
Oh, right.
We had a 6-hour meeting, or we had a 6-hour davening. It was long, or the 6-hour shir. Whatever it was. The point is, then they've covered the entire margin of error from 3 hours before to 3 hours later, etc. That's how the Gemara is going to answer, both according to Meir and according to Yehuda, as we'll see. So let's go through the Gemara again. The only way that you could be mazim, in fact, would be if the second pair of Edom cover the entire margin of error. That what? Let a Meir, Yavina Lahu. What did a Meir say before? That the person is toa a 2 hours chaser mashu, right? The Levi Meir Adam Toya Shei Shoyes chaser mashu. According to Reb Yehuda, 3 Shoyes chaser mashu. Okay, so let's see. As Yavin Lumi Tchila Shori Shoyna Ad Soif Chomesh, we're going to go and start from the beginning of hour 1, and we're going to go all the way to the end of hour 5. Now, what does he mean by that? Let's say this aide said that it took place at 3 hours, so we're going to go and give him 2 hours. Well, let's go on to the first one. He said it took place at 2 hours. So now it started at 2 hours. So since he said b'shtei shoyes, so we're going to go back. Person makes a mistake up to 2 hours and a little bit. So if he says that it took place at 2 hours, which would mean, let's say, at 8 o'clock, then we would go back 2 hours all the way to 6 o'clock. As metchilash shor rishayna ad seif chamesh, or until the end of the 5th hour, 2 hours ahead. It should be the chayra till the end of 4 hours, 4 o'clock. What is Reb Meir? Oh, let's take a quick look at the Rashi. 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. But Reb Meir, right? 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Reb Meir the Omer Odom Toye Bei Shoyes Yavinu Lulahani Dishtayim VeGimel Mitchilas Shoa Rishoyna Ad Seif Chomish Bein Shtein. We want to go and cover the waterfront of both individuals. That what? Lahai Dishtayim Yavinu Le Shoa Rishoyna Ushniya Ushlishis Uravias. The first guy that said it took place at 2 hours, we're going to go and give him not only the second hour, we're going to give him the first hour, the second, the third, and the fourth. This way we're going to cover 2 hours in each direction. The one that said it took place at 3 hours, Yavinale Oit Chamishis, we're going to give him another hour to get to the 5th hour, Besulai. Aha. Okay, so now getting back, let's just continue the Rashi. The Chi Amri Le Lehai Dishtai. When we tell the first aide, two new Edom Mazimim come on the scene, and they say to the first aide, Bishniya Imanu Yisa, you're saying it took place at Shtayim in the 2nd hour of the day you were together with us. Yesh Loimar, he can say, to Isi Shtei Shoyes, Da Choyrei, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. When I said it took place at 2 hours, it was really at 0 hours or 4 hours. In other words, 2 hours in each direction. Really, the story happened that the Rishon in the first hour. Okay, so that's an extra. So, getting back to our Gemara, the point is that the only way you'll be able to be mazim both Edom, the one that said two and the one that said three, is if a new peer come and say that both of you guys were from the beginning of time till the end of time in terms of the margin of error. So what was the margin of error? As far as the person who said at 2 hours. Now, if he meant taka 2 hours, and we're going back 2 hours in time, the beginning of the second hour would have been at 7:01. Remember, Meir said before that when the person is toyeh shtei shoyes, it was betchilah shtayim. It was 7:01. So now we're going to give him 2 hours earlier. 2 hours early would mean 6:01, and 2 hours before would mean 5:01, when it was still night. In other words, before Netzachama, when it was still dark outside. And therefore the Gemara Taka says, we shouldn't go back to the first hour, we should go to 0 hours, a nice minus hours, back into the nightfall. Here we have to go and make a line of demarcation and say, although a person can make a mistake between 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, that's true, but he's not going to make a mistake between 6 and 5 o'clock, because 5 o'clock is dark outside. When you saw the murder, did you have light? Yeah, I took out my iPhone and I put on the light so I was able to go and see what was going on. So then it happened at night. If it happened during the day, he didn't have to take out his iPhone because it wouldn't add any light because there's plenty of daylight. So therefore, that's why we only go back to Shor Rishon. We don't go into minus hours, meaning prior to Shor Rishon. But we go all the way to the end of the fifth hour. Why? Because again, according to Remeir, the second guy said at hour three, and since a person can go and be Toa 2 hours, and he said, Remeir said, where the person can be Toa, maybe he meant Sof Shalosh. So if you add 2 more hours to Shalosh, then you get Sof Chamesh. So therefore you start all the way, you have this window from 1 until 5, and when I say 1 until 5, that means from 6 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock, to be mazim, the second pair of Edom have to say you were together with us from 6 until 11. Zokti marse, within the nesil of Meir Kartvel, bin yamama, lelayla leito inchi. Ule Rabbi Yehuda, yavina lehu, metchilas shori shayna, vat soif shishis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that says a person makes a mistake of 3 hours, we're going to add 1 more hour. And once again, according to Yehuda, really we should go back to 5 o'clock in the morning, right? Because we're giving 3 hours, maybe even to 4 o'clock in the morning, because we're doing 3 hours in each direction. However, again, we need to do the next little mikara today. We should start earlier. Same terrace that we just gave now onto the Amid base. El ben yimam alalayla ito inchi, person doesn't make a mistake, and start thinking at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, was it daylight, was it not daylight? If he says it took place at shtei shoyes, fine, he meant at 7 o'clock in the morning. Maybe he meant 6 o'clock, because it was already light, it was already after Netzachama. But he didn't mean 5 o'clock, and he didn't mean 4 o'clock. That's why we start from 6 o'clock, for Shor Rishon LeToinchi. Ubedinu the Nes of the Kametve. And really we should go, according to Reb Yehuda, even further frontwards. Why should we go frontwards? Because one of them said at 5 o'clock, and therefore why are you only giving him until Shor Shishis, meaning only until 12? 5 o'clock, you should go and give him until 7 or 8. Give him 3 more hours. But the problem is, 7 or 8 means we're already in the afternoon. Right? Because when he said Chomish Shois means 11. Fine. So now if you're going to add 1 more hour until 12, person can be Toa from 11 to 12. But he's not going to be Toa from 11 till 1 o'clock or 11 till 2 o'clock. So even though he's entitled to make a mistake of 3 hours, but not if the distinction is between when the Chama is on the eastern side of the horizon, or the Cham is on the western side of the horizon. And that's why, back in the Mishnah, even Rabbi Yehuda that said 3 and 5, Eidus and Kayemes, but if one said, Echad, said Rabbi Yehuda, if it was Echad b'chomish, v'echad b'sheva, Eidus and b'teila, she'b'chomish chama b'mizrach, b'sheva kama m'mach. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here too. According to Yehuda, it shouldn't go from 1 till 6. It should go from 1 till 7 or 1 till 8. Give him a full 3 hours benefit. At 5, meaning at 11 o'clock, it's still on the eastern side of the horizon. And at 7, which means at 1 o'clock, on the western side of the horizon. And that's the reason why we don't give him anything beyond the 12 o'clock mark.
Yes. it's because they didn't have clock, they didn't have watches in those days, so it's clearly it's the windows are just given because in practicality you can't say 5 after 6 if you don't have watches.
Exactly.
But
right.
Between the dark and light and so on and so forth, and any establishable sign that clearly the time
has changed,
fluffering a little bit. But, right and left, east and west.
So Reb Simcha is explaining very, very beautifully and very succinctly that people can make easily mistakes of 2 or 3 hours since they didn't have wristwatches, but the difference between night and day or between morning and afternoon are so discernible because of the fact...
Like night and day.
It's like a difference between night and day. Exactly.
No.
Or day and night.
Black and white.
Black and white, exactly right.
And no offense
intended. No, nobody's offended over here. Tanan, so how did we get into this segment? It's a fascinating sugya, but this really should be in Masechtas Sanhedrin. How does it find itself in Masechtas Pesach? Why? Or Makis, yeah. Any other Masechtas you can think of? So let's go back to yesterday's Mishnah, which what we started off today's blot. Tanan, Reb Meir, Oymer, Oichlin, Kol, Hey, Vesar, now I know why there's a Machlokes of Meir and Reb Yehuda, whether you have an hour or 2 hours to eat until 4, until 10, until 11. Now I know, because of the same machloikis, whether a person is toya 1 hour, 2 hours, etc. So, says Dakar Mishnah, you can continue eating chometz until the 5th hour, which means until 11 o'clock. And then you should go and burn it at 11:01, 11:05, in other words, shortly thereafter. You can eat until 10 o'clock. And then from 10 until 11, don't eat and don't burn. You can burn, but you don't have to. Again, both Ramey and Yehuda agree that the Sreifas Chometz takes place shortly after 11. The question is, how long can you eat? Can you eat until 10 or can you eat until 11? Okay, so now we're going to go through all the Shittos that we had, meaning two abayas of yesterday, which we chazed this morning, the two versions of abaya, as well as rava. So we start again. Li abaya liba der meya di omer ein odom toyu v'loi klum. According to the first sheet of abaya, that a person doesn't make a mistake at all. Nechel kulishis. Why shouldn't we allow him to eat until 11:58, 11:59? Okay, we're not going to allow him to eat until 12, because at 12 o'clock, that's the witching hour, is that what it's called? That from that time on, it's Isra No. Okay, until a minute before 12, you can still eat, because Ein Odom Toyev Aleiklum. Eat until 11:59 and 59 seconds. Ulachlish the name of the Odom Toyev Mashu, according to the second Lashon, that Remeir holds, Yeepis a Mashu, a few minutes. Okay, Nechlat Zoivshis. Eat until 11:55, 11:52. But why do you have to stop at 11 o'clock? The Abaya, Alibi Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Odom Toya Chatzi Shoah, again, the first version of Abaya, that says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you make a mistake of a half an hour, Nechel Ad Palga Dishis. So you should be able to go and eat until 11:30, until a half an hour before the end of the 6th hour. No, a person makes a mistake of an hour and a little bit, Nechel Ad Soifei. Okay, so let him eat until 10:58, until shortly before 11 o'clock. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold until 10 o'clock? Amar Abaye says, the alakash and nishver, eid is mesur lezrizin, chom is lechol masr. You have to understand, testimony by two witnesses, the people that are testifying, they are zrizin. Zrizin over here doesn't mean that they say quickly, that they go rattle off the eid. Zrizin means that they are very conscientious, very meticulous, very scrupulous in their recitation of their testimony. While chometz is chol moser, everybody in Klal Yisrael has to worry about chometz. Now, what does the Gemara mean by that? What the Gemara means by that is chometz is chol moser, since every Tom, Dick, and Harry, Rabbi Cohen would have been offended, so I'm sorry, take away the Harry, every Tom and Dick, they, when it would come, have the same din on Erev Pesach, be careful with the chometz. So obviously, some people are a little bit more meticulous when it comes to timekeeping, and some people are not so careful. So the Chacham had to make Archaka, because not everybody is a rocket scientist that knows exactly the 10:59 and 11:01 and 11:30 and all that. You know what? Make a general rule according to Rabbi Yehuda until 10 o'clock, and according to Remeya, give them until 11 o'clock. And give a nice buffer zone so they're not over on the din of eating chametz. However, Eidus is given only to experts, so to speak, and so therefore they're expert on time. Now, on the surface, this is very shver, What do you mean it's only given to experts? When a person goes and chas v'shalom murders somebody, he doesn't say, I want the best witnesses. He puts an ad in the newspaper, I want only expert witnesses to come and view what we're going to go and do. Who are the witnesses? Any Tom and Dick that are standing in the street. So it's the same Tom and Dick that has to worry about chometz on Erev Pesach. They're the same guys that are saying testimony. Manishtana. So Rashi is bothered by this kasha.
What's the kasha?
The kasha is the Gemara is distinguishing between Eidus Mesurah L'Zrizim and chometz l'chol moser. And therefore what Abai is saying is, when it comes to Eidus, the window of error, the margin of error is much smaller, because people that are experts, since they're testifying, experts, self-declared experts, so they know exactly if they're saying 9 o'clock, okay, might be not 9 o'clock, it's 9:30, might be 8:30, half an hour off, correct. But is not a difference of an hour or two. They're being meticulous and scrupulous. However, by chometz, we have to give a harchok of 2 hours. Why? Because everybody in Klal Yisrael is bound by that din of Isser chometz, so we want to allow for a larger buffer zone for all those people that are not the great rocket scientists and experts that are testifying in court. So we give them a larger buffer zone, not of a half an hour, but 2 hours. But the obvious question is, here we're not talking about scientific evidence. We're talking about two people that witnessed Chas v'Shalom murder. These same two people on Erev Pesach are the same Tom and Dick that saw this murder, right? You didn't hire two special experts to watch. So how can you distinguish? So Rashi's bothered. So if you look at Rashi, parallel to our Gemara, Eidus Mesurah is reason. Ein Adam ba lahoid al hanefesh elim kain boki bishois. Anybody that's going to come to court is going to make sure that he knows precisely what took place. He knows that as soon as he comes into court, the lawyers and the judges are going to start pounding him with very, very strong questions. See, he doesn't want to look like a fool. Nobody wants to look like a fool. Everybody wants to look like he's a shtickle intelligent. So, if he cannot go and have a small margin of error, he's going to say, I'm really not sure whether this took place in 2020 or took place in 2015. And I cannot remember if the murder took place in Manhattan or it took place in Philadelphia. And I don't really remember whether it was the first year of the Shemitah or the 12th year. Can't have 12 years in a Shemitah. And I don't remember whether it was Kislev, was in January or whether it took place in November. I mean, it'll be the laughing stock. I mean, can you imagine what... Brennan. I'm sorry?
I said it sounded like John Brennan.
Exactly. So you can imagine some of the New York tabloids would go and proclaim, this is really fake news that he said he saw this murder. He said it happened in Manhattan, he was in Philadelphia, or he can't remember what took place in California. So a person that comes into Beis Din, he is going to get his record straight in his mind. He might even write it down to make sure he doesn't make any mistakes, etc. When it comes to chometz, I'm not going to be so careful. So again, when the Eidus Mesurah is reason, doesn't mean that these are people that were appointed as experts before they came to view the potential murder that took place. Nobody knew that a murder is going to go and take place. But rather, the fact that they come into Beis Din means that they scrutinized in their mind precisely all the details. So now they have made themselves into Zrizin, and now if we ask them questions, and they make a mistake of more than, for instance, a half an hour, like Rabbi Yehuda, or the second version of Rabbi Yehuda, an hour and a mashu, or minus a mashu, so then that's because they have set in their minds exactly all the details. So up to that margin of error we will give them, but we're not going to give them anything more. But agabe, eating chametz, we have to give a larger buffer zone because people can make mistakes. Yes, Reb Simcha, I see you have a question.
Two questions. In the Beis Din
proceedings,
can you demand somebody come to say testimony? Can you subpoena witness?
You can.
So first of all, my first question is, it's a little hard. In other words, if Tom or Dick is on the street, and he witnesses, he has no interest in it, but he's not a bucky. Mm-hmm. So I would like to respectfully suggest,
yes,
maybe he's by Kirsha Chodesh. That's a different story, really. Uh-huh. Because they come to Beis Din, mm-hmm. They are reason, they have to exactly, and they come here on their own.
Right.
Well, by being the fascists, if you will, it's a matter of they wish to put you there at the right at the time, but I don't know that particularly a person who saw someone in a murder or something like that is going to, it would seem to me that that's the reason that it just happened to be in, right?
But you agree that our mission is talking about a case of murder? Because if you go back to Yud Aleph Amud Beis,
yes,
there's blood. Rashi says Tanan Hod, right after the Mishnah. See, right after the Mishnah, the first Rashi. Echad Oyim Bishnayim B'Chodesh Horag Ze Es HaNefesh. Talking about Nebuch Eiritzicha. So our Mishnah, our Gemara says Abaya. We're interpreting that Mishnah. You have it right after the Mishnah. See, it says Echad Oyim Bishnayim B'Chodesh Horag Ze Es HaNefesh. We're talking about a murder case. In a murder case, said Remeir, said Rabbi Yehuda, says Abaya, says Rava, will give a certain margin of error.
Then that case is a very strong concept.
No, it's presumably a person who really doesn't know. If he is summoned, he's going to go and say, Rabbi, I can come to Bezin, but I can't give you any aidas because I don't remember.
Kahn's recent name, the interpretation of Zohar is somebody who's very conscientious.
Absolutely.
There he's a victim of circumstance, essentially.
Yeah, okay, so if he is willing to testify, because...
I asked you a question, you can summon
someone, but if he says, I really don't remember all the details, I can't remember whether it's 8 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Do you think then?
If the Bezin doesn't trust him, then he'll have to take a shvuah. Yeah,
so you're saying
100%. Good. Continuing with the Gemara. So that was according to Abaya, Alibid Ramey of Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going to go through the same kind of shakla v'tari according to Rav. V'rov Alibid Ramey Diyoma Odom Toya Shtei Shoyz Chosem Mashu. Again, the question is, what's the difference between Eidus and Erev Pesach when it comes to eating matzahs? So Rav Alibid Ramey Diyoma Odom Toya Shtei Shoyz Chosem Mashu. A person can make a mistake in margin of error of 2 hours minus a little bit. Metchilas Hey Loi Nechel. You shouldn't be able to go and eat from the beginning of the fifth hour. Hey, chamam b'mizrach, v'zayin chamam b'mariv. Therefore, what the Gemara is saying is, what's the margin of error that this person could have had? This margin of error could be up to 2 hours. So now, what does it say in our Mishnah? That the Meir says you can go and eat until kol hey. Remeir oimer oichun kol hey. Hey means until 11 o'clock. So, Frank Dimora, how could a person eat according to 11 o'clock according to Meir? We shouldn't allow him to eat from the beginning of the fifth hour. What means the fifth hour? The beginning of the fifth hour would be at 10:01. Why would it be 10:01? Because the fourth hour ends at 10 o'clock. So the fifth hour begins at 10:01. So why does Rameh allow him to eat all the way until 11 o'clock? Right? He says, Oichlin kol chomesh. A person can make a mistake of 2 hours. We should go and say that he should be able to eat until 10:01. Everything more. Hey, chama b'mizach, v'zayin chama b'marav. At hey, meaning at 11 o'clock, the chama is on the mizrach side. At zayin, meaning at the conclusion of the sixth hour, meaning when you finish off the sixth hour and you begin the seventh hour, meaning at 12:01, by that time the chama is already on the other side of the horizon. And therefore, says the Gemara, we asked, Mitchilas Hei Loi Nechel, you shouldn't be able to go and eat already from 10:01. No, says the Gemara, since the line of demarcation, when does the Issa Deraisa begin? At the beginning of the seventh hour, meaning at 12 o'clock, we allow him to continue eating later until 11 o'clock. Why? Because if we start getting close to 12, he sees up in the sky, the sun has shifted, it's about to go to the other side of the horizon. And so therefore we give him, here we don't give him that same margin of error, like we said on the Amud Aleph, like it said in the Mishnah, that if it's a difference between 5 o'clock, five hours and 7 hours, then we, even according to Yehuda, a dusim betela, because you can tell the difference between morning and afternoon. So here the Gemara is saying the same thing. In our Mishnah, Remeir says, you allow him to eat until 11. By Eidus, you said that a person can make a mistake 2 hours. Therefore, we should say, eat until 10 o'clock, like Rabbi Yehuda. No. We allow him to continue eating even until 11 o'clock, because when it gets close to 12, he knows, I got to stop. I see the sun is moving. Sun is not stopping still. And therefore, it'll be crystal clear. And therefore, we allow him to eat until 11. Based on this svara, we should allow him to go and eat until 11:30, 11:45, 11:59. Because when the sun passes 12 o'clock on the other side of the horizon, now he knows, 12 o'clock, so why do you have to stop at 11? If you're basing it on the sun moving, So give him even more time to eat. In the sixth hour, then the sun already finds itself in the middle of the horizon, and therefore the difference between, you know, 11:45 and 12:15 is not so discernible to the human eye. I'm sorry? Bachatzeis kachatzeis. Ah, shkoyech Reb Simcha, beautiful line. So we should go back 3 hours from the beginning of the fourth hour. The beginning of the fourth hour would mean at 9:01, because that would be the difference between 9 and 12. 3 hours. Everything more the same tarets as we gave according to Remeir. The Kolshkein Dalit, that since we said according to Remeir that until 11 you can clearly see that the Chama is on the eastern side of the horizon, and when it gets to 1 o'clock, meaning after 12 o'clock, the Chama is already on the western side of the horizon, so we don't have to say to the guy stop eating at 9:01. He can continue eating even further. Kolshkein Dalit. Based on what you just told me now, let him even eat until 11 o'clock. Because you just said now, and you can clearly tell the difference between 11 and after 12, etc. Take him reason. Same terrors as we gave. Abai was giving previously the kashas on him, and now Abai is defending Rava, his adversary, in this machlekes. That shows that the Chachamim were very, very careful about intellectual truth and integrity. Even though Abaye could have said, ha ha, Rava, I won. No, Abaye is defending Rava, who is the adversary in this machlekes. And what did Abaye say? That when it comes to Eidos, the people are more expert because they're more sensitized to the specific hour of the day when this took place. Chometz is l'chol moser to everybody, so therefore you have to make a harchok.
You
have 3 hours when it comes to Eidos. Because a person can be Toa, even an expert testimony or to witness, can make a mistake of 3 hours. However, when it comes to Chometz, we're not going to give the person the full 3 hours.
Right.
Why are we going to give him the full 3 hours? Because Eidos Mesudah is reason, Chometz L'chol Moser. Right. It's given to everybody.
So the sixth hour is when it's Aser.
Okay, so
you subtract off 3.
You're right. So therefore, we should say at 9 o'clock, or
right,
even 8 o'clock.
Right.
That's why we go back to the Gemara said we left out one step, and that is that the difference between Hey and Zion, Hey is Chama b'Mizrach, Zion is Chama b'Marv. So therefore, even every Tom and Dick who is not a witness can go and tell the difference between whether the sun is on the eastern side of the horizon or the western side of the horizon. And that being the case, then why can't he go and eat L'moshel until 11 o'clock? So because Chometz is L'chol Masur, that's why you have to add the additional buffer zone for those people who are spacing out and don't focus and can't read the stars and can't read the sky. But
so according to Behuda Roy, you could tell at 12 o'clock you'll pretty much know. Before 12 o'clock you'll know that it's not... The Toa 3 hours doesn't really enter in here.
Exactly. That's no longer relevant.
Right.
What's relevant is how much Harchoka the Chachamim were concerned about, that people are not looking constantly at the sky. They're looking at their plate and eating and eating and eating. They might make a mistake.
I think it's also saying that there's no precision in looking at the sky to see what time it is.
Well, between 5 and 7 there is. In other words, between 7 o'clock in the morning and...
Between morning and night, yes, there is.
As well
as... afternoon.
Morning and afternoon, there's also. That's why between the one that said 5 hours, the other one that 7 hours, we said they do some betela according to everybody, because he's saying morning, he's saying afternoon. But if it's in the 12 o'clock vicinity, he says 11:30, he says 12:30, that's different because the sun is in the middle, the sun, therefore you really can't tell whether it's still right or left.
And beauty is in the eye of the holder, so...
Exactly. And beauty also. Anyway, so continuing on, and Rava says, I have a much better terrace. I don't need a bayit to defend me. For Rava Amalav, I had a time to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah has nothing to do with the 2 hours or 3 hours. And Rabbi Yehuda, the Tamini Yama, Ein Bir Chometz, Ela Sreifa. The Yovler Rabbanon, Shoh Achaz, Lilkot Ba'etzim. Really and truly, since people can discern the difference between 11 o'clock and 12:05 and 12:30, because this the Chama is B'Mizrach, and here the Chama is B'Marav, why did Rabbi Yehuda say you can only eat until 10? It's not because we need a 2 hour buffer zone, but we need time for the person to go and collect the firewood to go and burn the chametz. The way you do tashbisu, like we had with Rabbi Kiva before, ain beer chametz al esreif. I gotta burn it. I don't have any, you know, I gotta look for matches, I gotta look for twigs, I gotta look for wood.
Yeah.
So we give him an extra avil rabban and show ach lukabait. Eitz Ravina Rava, Ravina Sitrava. I don't think that's right. Omer Behuda, Emesai, when do you say that you have to go and burn it? If you're not at the witching hour at 12 o'clock yet, it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, yeah, then you need wood. Once you get to the 12 o'clock time, and the Chum said, we're going to teach the word Tashbisus or Mikol Meshvisechem. Bechol Meshvisechem. Tashbisus means Hashbas Bechol Dov. You can mavatul it bepeh. Just say Kol Chamira Bechamir, or put it down in the toilet, throw it out into the garbage. You don't need to actually go and burn it. So therefore, you're telling me I give him time to eat until 10, and then I give him an hour until 11 to go and find firewood. Why to be able to burn it now from 11 till 12? 11 to 12, you don't have to burn it anymore. At this point, Hashbas is enough. So you don't need that extra hour. Elam Rava, this is what Daniel said about an hour ago. Maybe it wasn't an hour, maybe an hour, maybe a little more. Maybe it was 45 minutes. Good. But anyway, he said, it might be a cloudy day. So under normal circumstances, you can tell the difference between 10, 11, and 12. But if it's a cloudy day, then you don't see where the sun is on the horizon. And that's why we have to make the harchaka until 10 o'clock. If that's the case, why are you even giving them until 10? Maybe you should only be able to eat until 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Amra papa dalid zman suda lecholhi. Dalid meaning 10 o'clock. That's when everybody eats. When it comes 10 o'clock, everybody's stomach says, Mommy or Tati or Chef, wherever you are, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten yet. I know it's got to be around 10 o'clock. I've been up since 6 o'clock in the morning, 4 hours. So therefore, you don't have to worry that the person is going to make a mistake and think that it is earlier or later. In the 4 hour time, then his natural digestive system starts ringing bells inside, so he knows that this is the man suited to eat. We eat now, and we don't eat much later, because shortly it's going to be when you get closer and closer to 12 o'clock. Now, since we mentioned this Dalet Zman Sudah L'Choli, we get off a little bit into Agada to type Gemara, and says Gemara Tana Rabban. We have now different types of individuals. Shori Shoina, the first hour of the day, meaning starting at 6 o'clock, Macha Ludim. That's when the Ludim start eating. Rashi doesn't tell us here what Ludim means. Ludim, you would think, means people that live in the town of Lud, right, where the Ben-Gurion airport is. No, but that is not what we're referring to. Ludim is what we call in Yiddish, menschen fressers. What are menschen fressers?
Cannibals.
Cannibals. How do I know that that's what it means? If you look at Moisef Rashi here on the side, he brings from Masechta Shabbos, Ludim, you have it here on the left-hand margin, Uma Shekoyrin Kanalish, which are similar to cannibals, Va'oichlei Odom Hain. They love to eat human beings. Ah, geschmack. The Hain Rav Sonnen, and they are great gluttons. They're not going to wait until 9 or 10 o'clock to eat. I want my food now. So at 6 o'clock, Nebuch, these cannibals are already starting to eat early in the morning. Shnia Machalistin. These are for burglars. Rashi said normally they would also eat early. However, the burglars were up the whole night because they were looting and they were burglarizing homes. And now, in the morning, at 6 o'clock,
they've been out working all night.
They've been working. They would like to eat now, but they're just too tired. So they first go and take a nap for an hour, and then they eat at 7 o'clock. Shlish is machal yorshim. Yorshim are people that do not have to work for a living, because, Baruch Hashem, they have a huge estate from their parents and their fathers, and therefore,
they got babies.
Yeah, exactly. So they got time to eat, and they eat in the third hour. Revi is machal p'yalim, the workers that are working big time, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, they're sweating and all that. 10 o'clock, they have to have a break, they have to eat. Chamish is machal tamid acham, that's when tamid acham eat, we're going to talk about it shortly. Shish is machal adam, that's the general population, everybody else eats at 12. Faith, you just said now, a moment ago, right before the Tana Rabban, Omra papa dalid zman suda l'chol hi, and you're telling me now that Shishis is machal kol adam. You know, make up your mind. Amar Papa Revius is man sudal cholhi. So you have a steerer here, not a steerer, it's a kashan and a papa from a brisa. So to my ele epach, we have to go make some adjustments. Revius machal kol adam. That in fact it's at the 4 hour, meaning at 10 o'clock. By that time, everybody's eating. Chamish is machal payalim at 11 o'clock. That's when the workers that are working very hard, they continue working until 11. Shishis machal tamid acham. If a person only eats for the first time in the day, after 12 o'clock, it's kezoirik Even lechemis. It's as if you go and throw a stone into a barrel. Now, what is exactly that expression? So, I saw the article reading, I think, from the Prima Godim, if I'm not mistaken.
Mogen Avram,
Shkoyach. What's the throwing an Eben into a chemis? This is a chemis which is full of, not totally full of wine, but mushal, it's halfway full of wine. Halfway full wine. And you want to go and fill it up. So instead of going and pouring in more wine, you go and throw in a stone. Oh, Taka looks like it's full now, but you haven't accomplished anything. It's the same amount of wine. This is just misleading. It's fake news. People think it's a full chemis without realizing it's filled up because I threw a stone in. So here too, just like that stone doesn't help the wine in any way, shape, or form by throwing it in, here too, if you go and eat the food after, for the first time after 12 o'clock, it doesn't help your digestive system, it doesn't help your nourishment. This is goodish. That's Mogen Avraham.
It doesn't quench your hunger?
We'll talk about that in a moment. Okay. So that's quenching with by thirst. I mean,
right.
It doesn't satiate your hunger.
Right.
Yeah, you do, you're doing fine. Anyway, but another pshat of Zorik Eben L'chemis means that it's like taking an empty barrel and throwing a stone in, that it just makes a lot of noise. You shake it up like a grogger, makes a lot of noise, but really there's nothing there. It's just a stone. It doesn't accomplish anything. However, Omar Abaye, Lo Yamar El Dolik Toa Midin Safra, if he didn't have anything to eat, he didn't have at least a coffee, metashtikl, mazoni, if he had at least a modest breakfast, less lambanda, this doesn't apply. It's only if he didn't eat anything. However, if you ate already, your lunch or your first full meal after 12 is also a nourishing, healthy meal. Just like we had a machloikis between a mayor and a bihud in our Mishnah, beat by the chometz, till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, we had a similar machloikis in Masechta Sanhedrin, which we went through in some detail. Freit Yomara, where's Rav Ashi coming from? Pshita, Haina Hachdom Rinan. That's what we've been learning for the last hour. Where's Rav Ashi come? Hakamashvel and Shinui the Shinin Meshinu Yehu. Vleitei Matanoi. I might have thought that in fact maybe there's a machloikis in the Talmidim of Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda as to what Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda held, that by the case of Edis, they say 2 and 3. Which sounds like an hour discrepancy. Yet over here in our Mishnah, we say that you have to eat until 10 o'clock, until 11 o'clock. So maybe there's in fact a machlok between the Meir Yehuda of our Mishnah and the Meir Yehuda in the Mishnah in Masechtas Sanhedrin. So what was the answer that we gave? The answer we gave is that Edis is Mesura Lizrizim and Chometz is Mesura Lakoyim. Says the Yimar, that was an accurate teret. Don't say it's a machlok is Tanakh. If one, instead of saying at 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, one said it took place before net, the other said after net, then the whole thing is, he's saying it was dark outside, he's saying a light outside. It's the difference between day and night. Betoich haNetzacham means at the inception, at the outset of Netzachama. Edusa b'teila. The guy that said Koidim Netzacham means that it's dark. The one that's saying it's at the inception of Netzacham, he's saying that it's light. Of course it's Edusa b'teila. They're really saying the same thing. Really, it's still before Netzachama, but he starts seeing those first rays. Because after all, even after Alois HaShachar, there is at least some rays coming out slowly but surely. So what he thought was the inception of Netzachama was still 5, 10, 15 minutes before, and so therefore the two Edim are saying the same thing. There is no real discrepancy. Kamash Malon, no, there is a discrepancy, and they do son Betela. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Yes, David, I see you have a question.
Ludi is Latin for gladiators.
Huh? Ludum is gladiators, okay. And gladiators were cannibals?
No, but they fought wild animals, so they needed their food quick.
Aha, okay. Very good. Fine, Nishikoyach. Okay.
So we have the answer that...
Anybody else have a question on the Zoom? Have a great day, and we're going to continue Mitchum tomorrow at 7:45. Zagi benched? Yes, sir.
So we said that the reason is because Edis, there'll be Kian, they'll be much more focused. They'll be expert.
They'll be sensitized to what they do.
We had another answer that it was Yom Ha'unan or whatever. So it isn't only for that reason. It's for also the other. That would have meant the other reason.
Yes, that reason too. All the answers that we gave in Gemara are good reasons, not just Toichik Terutzu. Yes.
It's a funny comparison.
What's the comparison?
You're trying to elicit true testimony from me, right?
Right.
So the whole purpose of it, if you will, is to try to find as much information that can tell the truth. The mitzvah, the issur chometz d'oraisa.
Right.
But I would have to the two completely different purposes in what we're trying to do here.
Yes.
So the parents, like comparing one. Pardon me.